You know, each week we're facing a different style of front, and this one will be different again. And with the wide nine technique that the Detroit Lions choose to play, and their two first round tackles inside, and they put an extra safety inside the defense's ends, which is a little bit unusual. So, you know, another challenge for a new group of linemen and a fullback, and we're practicing it, we're working on it, and we need improvement. Well, I think they're a very good tandem. They were brought there to stop the run and get to the quarterback, and that's what they've shown to do on tape. So we have to be prepared, and we will be. You know, we don't go by reputation. We go by tape. And so Kyle's watched the tape. We've watched it together. We're working on technique, and that's all you can do going into a game. You can't think about who it is or what you've heard about them. You just got to watch what you do and how your technique is and what you think he'll do against you and try to counteract that. Discipline's always a big factor, offensive line playing any part of football, so that's stressed every day either way. Yeah, being around Reggie Bush on a day-to-day basis allows you to know his explosion and how when he hits a hole, he can hit it in a hurry. So you need to stay in front of Reggie and not allow him that crease to get started, because once he gets started, he's extremely fast. You know, I think it's been a focus for the whole entire offense to handle the noise. We spoke here last week about going to Pittsburgh and it would be loud and we needed to handle the noise, and we did, and so now we have to do it again in Detroit. I think it's going to be louder even in Detroit in an indoor stadium the way it is, and we need to do another good job, and we have still changed the snap count like we did in Pittsburgh.